Happening. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on December the 16th, a fateful day. Knowing that you just have 8 more shopping days, 6 more shopping days to Christmas. Can that be right? The 16th and 9th? Oh, no, you have 9 more shopping days till Christmas. At which point, your life as you know it, if you do not have something under the tree for the sweetie, will change. And speaking of changing, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Linda is awaiting an onslaught of people at our house this morning. I think you're going to be one of them as we move forward with something we're going to talk about later on. What's the weather today?
Sunny, a high near 62, north wind around 11 miles an hour, gusts up to 20, mostly clear tonight, low around 35, sunny as we head into the weekend, and right now downtown 51, nice and relatively warm compared to the last couple of days, of course, due to the wind. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, I was just up there yesterday, and they were having, you know, they serve pizza on Thursday nights, along with another, you know, another partial menu there, but all of it homemade, made in a wood-fired oven. When's the last time you had a pizza in a wood-fired oven?
I think the last time I had one was San Diego. They started that down there, I think.
But what he talks about is the, what they do is they, RC Anselmo, and they're going to be on, I think Anselmo's going to be on Monday, only, you know, he grew up on New York pizza. So he insists on having it, you know, that, you know, just, you know, each one handmade, each one cooked individually. So, I mean, you don't get like 4 of them being cooked and, you know, a mass production there. So, it has a much more flavorful taste. And it the appearance looks different. Okay, what do we got today? We're going to be talking with Susan Clark on our seniors from Home Helpers. We're going to be talking about what to be looking for at this time of the year and holiday year and the rest of the year about taking care of your loved ones that are older. But we're also going to be talking with Pam Giacomini, who's running for county supervisor, going after that Glenn Haas spot. Glenn Haas said, of course, he's running, but then we're not sure. And now we have 3 people running for that one spot. If Glenn continues to run, Glenn, Pam, and of course Patrick Jones. But we're going to be talking about, we'll be talking with her why she's running, what she wants to do to change things, what are her ideas to bring more business into Shasta County. I'd like to talk to her about the fees. I'd like to talk to her about the regulations and the rules that it seems like Shasta County has that, about dropping fees that when we asked, Mr. Hawes about that, he was quite surprised that people were still excited about it. You know, it hasn't come up lately. The same thing that, Les Baugh was talking about when he was running for reelection about dropping fees, which I don't think happened. They were some put on suspension or maybe, held up in abeyance for a bit. But these are all things that you know, if you're going to be running for supervisor, we want to talk to you and ask you those questions. But before we get started, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with the Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Susan.
Well, the major averages are very positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 87 points at 11,958. The S&P 500 is positive 14 points at 1230. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 40 points at 2581. Active stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's up 41 cents, trading at $80.44. Home Depot's positive 76 cents at $40.18. And IBM is down $1.32 at $186.16. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Safeway's down 33 cents at $20.65. Costco's up 65 cents at 83.22. Walmart is positive 21 cents, trading at 58.16. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.93%. And for commodities, gold is up $13 at $15.89 an ounce. Silver's up 21 cents at $29.49. And oil is positive 23 cents, trading at $94.10 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors out there on Park Marina Drive here at 710, 810, 906 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. Let us know what's going on the East Coast. All right. Colin in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:10 in the morning, December the 16th. Hope you're having a great day. Good morning, Chat Pack. We'll be right back.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today awaiting a bunch of people coming to the house because we're getting ready to do, we're in the process of filming a special here for Christmas. We're trying to put it all together so we can get it, so we can have the, you know, something local and something, something local that talks about what's happening here in the North State. And it's, you know, a tribute not only to the North State, but also to our veterans during this Christmas season. We'll be talking more about that as we go on. It's 7:13 in the morning. What is that? 43 degrees? Can that be right?
No, it's, I haven't had a chance to change it yet. 51, actually.
51 degrees. I was going to say it's a lot warmer out there, December the 16th. Okay, let's start talking about things that happened. The debate last night. Watch part of it. You know, I don't watch a lot of their debates, but frankly, they go through these and you hear answers that are strange and they're different answers each time. The one thing I did notice is that Gingrich and Romney kind of laid off each other last night, and Michelle Bachmann hit Gingrich hard on the money he took from Fannie Mae. I think it's over $1 million when he was acting as a consultant, I guess, with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Newt Gingrich's answer is, I want to dismantle Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And then she also brought her guns on to Ron Paul when she said that Ron Paul wanting to lift all sanctions on Iran was dangerous. And I don't know if and you know I'm not sure if that's exactly what Ron Paul says, because a lot of times you get segments and snippets of these things. Well, you know, that he may have said partially of that. He may have had other things to it, but they, you know, they get into it. The bottom line, though, is Gingrich, Romney, and Paul are leading in the Iowa caucuses right now in the polls. So that should be an interesting on January the 3rd when they get together for their Tuesday night meetings in the libraries and meeting halls and churches. And they do a caucusing, which is a very vocal, loud thing, and then they all vote in the open. And then whoever wins the caucuses gets the vote, which I find unusual. But it seems to work for the people in Iowa. The other things. Okay, let's talk about some things that are happening here in California that are actually interesting. Governor Brown and Schwarzenegger and the head of the UN, part of the UN policy on being prepared, got together. Yeah, I know. They got together in San Francisco.
Preparation what?
Yeah, the United Nations top climate official joined the California Jerry Brown, Governor Jerry Brown, to call for renewed efforts in the state to more quickly adapt to the risk that extreme weather could have. Because, as you know, according to Brown and Schwarzenegger and the group, is that man-made climate changes has caused this warming, and that we're going to start having problems in the fact that we have more floods. There'll be higher tides and longer and worse fires, so that the state of California must be prepared for this. Now, I see no problem being prepared for emergencies. I don't know if California is. I mean, are we prepared for earthquakes? Are we prepared to what happens after that? What happens when we do, if there are other major fires? Then we go back to being ready to do take care of yourselves again. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's not that the state's going to be able to take care of you. What if there is a major devastating fire, earthquake, or flood? Can we trust the state to take care of us? Well, no, you can't. They may be able to provide some help. But as far as that goes in taking care of your family, yourself, during an emergency, you've got to be able to do that. You've got to be able to do that. Do you have that emergency bag? Do you have your go bag? Do you have something you can just pick up and get into your car and drive someplace that's got all your medicine? It's got all that. You know, it's got all your important papers. It's got food for you. It's got water for you. It's got food for your dog. It's got all that. If you don't have that, you should have that as a minimum. Anyway, so when they start talking about taking major steps, you have to take steps, too, to protect yourself. And this has been something we talked about for an entire week, about emergency preparedness, and we'll continue to talk about it because the state is getting less and less able to take care of us during an emergency.
So they want to charge more and more money to be less and less able, i.e. the outbuilding fees for Cal Fire and the like.
Well, it is. You know, they're cutting back right now for everything. And you're absolutely right. Okay, let's cut back on the funding so that if we do have fires, I guess they will be worse because we're too busy spending money for stupid things. We're still having senators say, I want to introduce legislation to punish Lowe's because they pulled their advertising from All American Muslim. Oh, by the way, so have like 30 other groups of people have pulled their advertising from this show because it's just a bad show. All right, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for that heads up. We were on Bonneville yesterday. It looked like it was a pretty bad wreck.
It was pretty gnarly. I was pretty scared for the driver after looking at that truck. I always find it interesting that we can put 8-9 million people in the middle of the desert, but when we start to run out of water and other problems like that, it's not poor planning on our part. No, it's global warming.
No,
we got LA with how many millions? We got Phoenix with how many millions? These are habitats that are naturally set up to handle that kind of number of people, that kind of population.
Well, you know,
we do all this stuff, and all of a sudden, it's global warming. That must be the problem.
Well, you know, here's we go, and then you know what? I don't even know if you've heard of Agenda 21. Is that it? Is it Agenda 21?
UN Agenda 21.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
You know, where they want to depopulate the rural areas and push them back into the urban areas. So, you know, they use less natural resources and there's more open land. Well, that seems like to me, if you use that, if you do that and look at your hypothesis, is that if you push everybody into these huge cities, that you become these rat warrens, that you know, people start acting differently, and then yeah, the climate does change. Look at, you know, look at that movie Blade Runner. I don't know if you've ever seen Blade Runner.
Soylent Green.
But Blade Runner is really, yeah, to me, a lot more something to be fearful of, because you've got all these people, you've got a really a strange climate, you're just packed in with each other.
They're easier to control if they have us all in one place.
Yeah, you just shut down the air. The air that's being pumped in.
They can do whatever they want. They control everything if they're able to control the environment. If we're spread out, they can't. And this silliness about, you know, resources. Have you ever flown over this country? There are so many empty spaces in this country. It's ridiculous.
You know, and the other fact is, too, as we get into the, you know, for energy, we got to take a break here, but look at our energy resources. You know, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, they have got so much in natural resources. And yet we, as our nation says, our Navy is going to be 50% reliable on renewable energy by 2020. And then I look at it and I see one of the reasons we might be able to do that is because we're cutting our Navy back to two ships. And the and of course the Chinese at the same time, we're getting photos of their carriers, their multi-hulled carriers that's out there in the seas doing sea trials. And you'd like to look at, I got something in the mail yesterday from somebody, one of these big think tanks back in D.C., talking about what's the Pentagon plan and looking at it in 2013. And one of them is the Chinese blockading Taiwan. And we don't have the ships to counter it.
Yeah, we've never been in a situation where we've let an Asian power catch us unawares before, have we?
Just once.
Let me think.
here's what Obama says. Oh, hey, you know what? We're sorry. Hey, let's just make our Defense Department smaller. Oh, yes, the Chinese are getting bigger, but you know what? They're our friends. Got to take a break.
It's just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound. I can still fight.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, I'll take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, 7:22 in the morning. You know, it's December the 16th. It's a weekend. It's your last weekend before Christmas. Man, this is all we're going to come back and talk about. Maybe you should be mailing stuff here pretty soon. And also, we've got some good news. We got good news here that we want to talk about. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Inviting you to join us this Sunday, December 18th,
as we bring you The Witches of Lublin.
Based on the true and little-known history of klezmer musicians in Eastern Europe, this moving story follows a family of Jewish women who dared play and sing music in public.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhove, an optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. 7:25 in the morning, December the 16th. Let's go right to the phones. We've got them kind of backed up here. Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel. Hey, I just throw a quick shout out to let people know that in case you're out and about at the Mount Shasta Mall at noonish on Sunday, the Shasta Brass, a group I'm involved with, we play one time a year, and this is it. We're going to entertain at the food court at Penny's, at Macy's, and then in the middle there where Santa sits. Play for about 2 hours, about 30 minutes at each locale, playing Christmas music, of course. Got a lot of brass instruments. Everybody's a pro, and it's a big, big sound. We blow the roof off of that place. It's a lot of fun.
You know, that sounds like great. Okay, that's noon at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Actually, we start at the food court at 12:15.
Okay, 12:15 at the food court at Mount Shasta Mall. The Christmas songs of the brass.
Let's follow the cacophony.
Yep.
The Shasta Brass. And I'll tell you, you'll be able to hear it all the way to Sears and Macy's.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Coach Ball, for what you do.
All right. Take care.
All right. Amy, good morning.
Here we go.
Amy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Wait a minute. Are you awake?
I am awake. And actually, just got back from my official honeymoon.
Yeah, I know. How was Hawaii? I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, it was so wonderful.
Will Maui ever be the same?
No.
Have they banned you from the golf courses?
Oh, it rained on us on the golf course.
All the time?
No, it was just like a 17th hole. It was a downpour, and then it went away. But it was beautiful. It could rain on you all day on Maui, and it doesn't matter because you're on Maui.
When I lived there, we called it pineapple juice. They needed it to raise, you know, they needed to grow the pineapples.
Absolutely.
Okay, the worst trip I took, not worst trip, but when I lived there in Hawaii for a few years, and I was coming back on a Saturday flight, like one of those midnight flights, and it had rained all week long. They don't say things in brochures like, you know, it can rain all week long there in Hawaii. And I'm on, but that Saturday it all cleared up, so I'm on the airplane, and I am on there with like 150 tourists who are all sunburned to the max, because they had been in the rain the whole week, and then when the first day they had good weather. Everybody went out and they were all sunburned, and for 3.5 hours, all I could hear was, it rained all the time. Anyway, give us your health tips before I run out of time here.
All right. Well, you know, we've got all these Christmas parties around us, and I hear people doing really good during the week, and then they blow it on the weekends when they have their Christmas party. So I just want to remind people to throw some strategies into your holiday eating. So in other words, if you have a drink, whether it be eggnog or wine, make sure you have a glass of water in between each drink. Before you refill that eggnog, before you let someone pour you a little bit more wine, have a full glass of water. All right? And then for every little snacky thing that you're eating that's maybe not so healthy, make sure you eat a fruit or a vegetable with it. That'll slow you down from eating second helpings of.
Oh, come on. Have you ever been to a Christmas party when after you ate that meatball or that sausage or that quiche that they had, oh, here, have a little tomato here. have a little piece of pineapple. Where do you live?
The strategy that you have to build in.
Where do you go?
It'll help you from overeating.
What parties do you go? You know,
it is good advice.
It's great advice. It's great advice.
Actually, yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Amy, thanks a lot.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
Hey, I hope you had I hope everything's going good for you, and I'm glad you got off on your honeymoon and you're back home safe and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you so much. Oh, I wouldn't mind being stranded out there.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, but somebody's got to do it, you know?
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Merry Christmas.
All right. You too.
Okay. All right. You know, before we go into I've got 1 minute before we go into break. Let's talk about the Serviceman's Feast. Again, turkey and ham dinner, December 18th. That's Sunday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall out at 1605 Yuba Street. This is for all our National Guard soldiers and their families, troops who have recently returned. When's it going to deploy? All veterans and widows, firefighters, law enforcement, all patriots are welcome. This is a Walmart Heart and Missing in America Project joint effort to serve our service families. Contact Fred Salante at 226-9900 for more information. If you have toys, bring them on down here to the station because we've got boxes of them that we're going to be giving to the to help people out here. That may be having a little bit rougher Christmas for the
kids.
We've
become an impromptu collection point.
That's
a cool thing.
Yeah, well, you know what? That is good. So bringing them on down here, 1326 Market Street. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading day in a sea of green. Stocks extending yesterday's rally following a better-than-expected report on the U.S. economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 90 points. On the flip side, shares of Cablevision under fire following the unexpected resignation of its chief operating officer. Tom Rutledge will step down from his post effective December 19th for undisclosed reasons. Rutledge has been held in high regard for his operational expertise. The news is also sparking speculation the company may become an acquisition target. Cablevision is the fifth largest U.S. cable operator by subscribers. And the cost of living for Americans remains unchanged, fueled by a drop in energy prices. November's consumer price index was expected to rise. The 12-month inflation reading fell for a second straight month, and the core CPI, which factors out food and energy costs, rose 0.2%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Rusty Hanlon of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Are you tired of the same headlines day after day? Stocks plunge on global jitters, economic collapse, no consumer confidence, recession, depression, breakdown. Rich Dad Education is coming at the Hilton Garden Inn in Reading, providing free financial workshops to help you succeed in this unpredictable economy. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, this free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training next Wednesday for one day only. Reserve your place now at richdadfreedom.com or call 800-264-0922. That's 800-264-0922. Register now and receive a gift just for attending. Call 800-264-0922 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
This is Rosa Corey with Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. I'm going to be speaking with you on Sunday and talking with you about United Nations Agenda 21, where it is, what it is, who's behind it, and what you can do to fight it. So get on board and let's get together and stop United Nations Agenda 21.
Don't miss this week's program.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBaugh. Linda's on assignment today, waiting a group of people over at our house, coming in there. 7:35 in the morning on December the 16th. It is like, what, 53 degrees there or something? Up there?
And just still about 51 or 52. Then maybe I'm waiting for the update. Yeah, still at 51 degrees.
Okay.
We got a little overcast.
All right. It's going to rain today or anything like that, or it's going to be a nice day?
Should be a very nice day. Sunny skies and a high near 63, and then overnight low in the 30s, and a little bit of wind keeping the temperatures up right now. And this impromptu weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Of course. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Judy and Bob have been in business there since November 20th, 1985. And what can I say? Do you need anything sharpened? Saws, knives, router bits, your shaper, cutters, garden equipment? They even make bandsaw blades. That's R&B Sharpening. They guarantee their work. They're great people. Give them a call at 365-1479, and they're going to tell you just exactly what they can do. They can, but you know, as you get ready to cut all that wood you need for this really cold winter that's going to be coming up, you need a sharp axe. You need a sharp chainsaw. R&B Sharpening, they can do it. 6915 East Side Road. Give them a call. Our guest. And we always love having her on. Good morning, Sharon Clark.
Good morning. Carl, do your listeners know that you wear animal print reading glasses? Because I was about to crack up. I could barely take you seriously. Are those Linda's or are those yours?
Those are Linda's. But, okay, you know what? I get busted on this every time. And I go in there and I have my glasses. Well, I have 136 pairs of glasses. I swear, it's got to be at least that many. And so what do I do? I've got like 120 of them probably in my truck. I've got some at my house. And so the only ones here in the studio, I'm looking around, and I picked up a set of glasses that are more manly. But I don't know what the prescription or whatever that dollar store thing is, but it's like looking through muddy water. So I grab one that I can see with.
And they're the
yes, every time somebody comes in here, and I've got these on reading, and I'm getting serious, they go, you know, it's hard to take you serious when you've got little leopard prints all over your face.
Well, she's got good taste.
You know, if they were
in glasses and men, I guess.
If they were Marpat camouflage, you could get away with it.
You know what? You're right. You know what? I probably just need to do is connect some of these brown lines on here and just say
the cougar-ish print doesn't really do much for you.
Okay, I've been busted.
No,
like I said, you know, that's one thing about, you know, because we're going out over live stream.
And I know, so I'm glad I didn't wear my hat and my sweats this morning like I have before.
Well, you know, Linda just comes in here with a hat, and she goes, this is hat day. I don't care what it looks like on the TV. But you never need to put on a hat. You always look great.
Thank you. Well, you know, thanks for having me on today. And one of the goals I have for my company, Home Helpers, is to get around and kind of educate our community a little bit around every holiday season on what kind of things to look for when you're spending time with family around the holidays. A lot of times we haven't seen a loved one for a while, even if they're here in Reading. We get busy, and you spend probably more time with them this time of the year than you do any time. And there are some really good indicators to be looking for that might let you know that your loved one might need some help at home. And rather than waiting for a crisis, a fall, or a medical emergency, little things like food freshness and checking out the fridge and making sure that, you know, that things are being tossed out, you know, per the expiration dates. Looking at bills, are things stacking up? Are there past due notices? Does the home, you know, look secure, or is it safe to get around? Are there any hygiene issues going on with your loved one? So there's a lot of different things you can kind of pay more attention to. Medications, you know, can they explain them to you? Do they know what they're taking and why and how often? And a lot of these little things that aren't really a medical issue can turn into a medical issue if they're not addressed. So this is a chance for all of us to look at that. And it may not be necessary to have home helper's caregiver come in at this point. It may just be that a family member needs to check in more, offer to do some shopping. Maybe the granddaughter can clean once a week. So it's a time to really pay attention to, you know, what their needs are and maybe address a few things in the coming year.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Our in-laws, my in-laws, Linda's parents, get along real well. And but they talk about seeing, you know, we live up here and they live in Sacramento, that they see us almost as much as they see their son and daughter-in-law, mm-hmm. who live in Sacramento, it's on the other side of town. And so it just is because the way business is. Mm-hmm. You know, they both are in business, and they try to get together with them on a regular basis, which they do. But you're right. Time goes by. And time in just a couple weeks, can that make a difference?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, in my experience, Carl, we can call our parents or our family member, our loved one, and they can sound really good on the phone. And really put on a show about how great everybody's doing. And then you show up, and dad's not getting around as well as mom said. The house isn't, you know, kept up like mom used to keep it up. And there's just these little things. And nobody wants to burden their children, especially this generation of seniors. So they don't always, you know, they're not really forthcoming all the time. So really, when you put eyes on them is when you see, wow, you know, and even spending enough time to understand if they're monitoring their appointments okay. Do they know when their doctor visits are? Sometimes for 10 or 15 minutes, we can really hold it together really well. And after that time period, we, you know, you might notice someone start repeating themselves more or get more confused about what they've already told you and those kinds of things. So sometimes when people have too much on their plate, it just is very overwhelming, especially when you're older. If medications aren't taken properly and timely and refilled, then that can totally bring on a medical issue. The doctor's trying to manage something. 55% of hospital stays every year for seniors are due to a non-compliance of a medication protocol. So a lot of people get confused.
They take their medication
too much,
incorrectly.
Not enough.
Okay.
Not on a regular basis. And so really, you know, those are really simple things to address this time of the year.
Okay. We want to take a quick break here. You know, Sharon, you're giving out a lot of great information. So we want to kind of spread this out a little bit so we can make sure everybody gets this because, you know, just a time of 2 or 3 weeks can make a big difference. Things, you know, our population is aging. Mm-hmm. We have more people over the age of 100 than we ever have, you know, and we baby boomers, gosh, we're in our 60s.
That's
well,
right.
Us yeah. baby, I'm pointing yeah. at me, us baby, not you baby boomer. But Bob's looked, what, 68, Bob? All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, which is, by the way, the business of the year, too. So, I mean, you know what you're talking about. You've been out there, you provide great service, but what we're providing now is just something that we can look at as children or relatives mm-hmm. of seniors. And to make sure they're okay, especially during the season. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, 7:42 in the morning. Be back in a second.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, I'm walking on sunshine. It's Friday, December the 16th, 7:45 in the morning. It's 51 degrees out there. And we've got sunshine here in the studio. Sharon Clark. You just told me. I mean, okay, we don't need to talk about your husband like that, but that was, I'm surprised. Tell him I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was in the hospital. It's okay.
Okay.
But, we've only been married, you know, a little over a year, so I was wondering what the warranty was because, you know.
Well, with him, he's a former SEAL. There is no warranty. There is no warranty. His body has been abused. You know, and he's just a young man, but his body is the body of an 842-year-old Chinese, Mandarin or something.
And the problem with you men is that even though he finally admitted that, you know, he had appendicitis, we got the appendix out, then you've got to heal from that. And then you've got to tell him to quit doing stuff. So we're dealing with two things. One is trying to get the dang appendix out. Then the next thing is a week of R&R.
Well, I tell you what, did he take it out himself?
I know, he almost.
Did he take it? If he didn't take it out himself, you know, marrying you has softened this man. If he did not take it out himself. Okay.
But all he's right. doing great now.
Give him our best.
Thank you. He's doing great now.
He's a great guy. Okay. Your website.
ReadingHomeHelpers.com. So if you've been listening to me this morning or if you're just joining us, we've been talking about seniors and things to look for over the holidays that might indicate they need some more help at home. You can visit my website, ReadingHomeHelpers.com, and there's a complete list of what these indicators are. And also, we did a two-page spread in Enjoy Magazine in the December issue that really gives you all these things to look for. It's a great reference guide because a lot of times when you're not there every day or you're not in this field, you might miss these little indicators that somebody could be needing help at home. I get the crisis call a lot of times around the holidays. Someone shows up in town, realizes things are not what they appeared to be. Mom and dad aren't doing as well. There's been a few falls and whatnot. And I'd much rather have families be proactive and helping their loved one than get the crisis call when, you know, we're just trying to make up lost ground and someone's not doing very well.
Now, if somebody, you know, they go to your website, they see the checklist there, or they go to Enjoy Magazine and it's on page
14, 15
mm-hmm. with the same information, they can give you a call and you can come out and do an assessment.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you can just say, well, you know what, this is something to worry about. Or, no, I mean, we're okay here, mm-hmm. you know, but you probably need to keep an eye on what's going on.
Absolutely. And sometimes I can make some suggestions that, you know, whether it's with our caregivers or with a family member assisting somebody, you know, there may be a way to be really not a lot of invasive into their life and keep them independent, but just a little bit of help in some areas that, a lot of times we have one spouse caring for the other and that healthier spouse is starting to decline and we want to take a few things off of their plate. Maybe housekeeping. Lots of people will give up cleaning first. Maybe some cooking, some meals, and just a few small things. Maybe staying with the ill spouse, why the healthier spouse can get out and run errands and get a haircut or have lunch. So there's a lot of different ways we can work with families, or that we can encourage families to work together to keep people at home safely, and that's really our goal.
And, you know, the keeping them at home helps them so much more with the feeling of independence. It's going to be better for them in almost every case. If it's a little help around the house that they can stay in place that they're familiar with, that it's their home,
mm-hmm.
and not have to go someplace else.
And especially this generation, a lot of the women that I see were more homebodies, were stay-at-home moms and raised families and didn't have a big social network. So they really enjoy their home and their belongings and being surrounded by things that are familiar. And there are those folks that love the option of assisted living and love the activity level and all of that, and that's wonderful. We also want to give options for the folks that want to stay at home and either delay that option or be able to stay in their home until they pass away. And, you know, we want to help that journey. We never know where that's going to go, and we can be there to help families and addressing these issues.
You know, one of the things, too, that I wanted to mention is you work closely with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office,
mm-hmm.
because you'll go into places and find veterans that, you know, they've never applied for those programs that mm-hmm. they can have, that they have earned while they're time in the military. And I know that you and you'll go over and say, hey, look, you know, you may want to talk to these people.
Absolutely.
Or you'll tell the family about these
programs.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times widows of veterans are not aware of the benefits. And I have a lot of women who their first husband was the veteran, then they remarried for 45 years and never realized they can claim that benefit on their first husband
mm-hmm.
as they were widowed by a veteran. So
okay.
There's definitely lots of opportunity there.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have something here?
I do.
You're live.
Thanks. I feel alive. Hey, Sharon, thanks for your service. God bless you. I just wanted to mention, with my mom, we have kind of a large family, and she would tell each one of us children something slightly different. So we weren't getting the whole picture until we actually had a family meeting, and we all discussed what she was telling us. And then we came up with, you know, a game plan and improved the communication with each other on what was actually going on with her. And so, you know, being Christmas with family get-together, now might be a good time to discuss that.
Absolutely. And I find a lot of our clients at this age, they really don't want to burden anybody. They pick and choose what they want to tell and to which child. And this is a great point, Kim, is that sitting down, communicating, even if it's via email, heard from mom today, blah, 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 and then all of you are on the same page, because it's very easy to miss something if people aren't communicating.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they kind of feel like it's if they tell you what's going on, they're losing control.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to feel like they're losing control.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for that tip. That's wonderful.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much for your phone call. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:52 in the morning. When we come back, we've got some questions here in the chat room that we want to address
sure.
to our expert here in the care of the elderly, Sharon Clark from Home Elkers. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. to make your memory at the Gala of the Year. That's 474-5546 and Selmo Vineyards.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:55 in the morning on December the 16th. We have our guest, of course, Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. There's a lot of questions coming in here, but let's go to this first one. You know, as our parents get older, do you see, I say our parents, as the parents are getting older, do you see parents moving back in with kids very much? And if so, what can you do to prepare for that?
I think it definitely in our community, because everyone is so community-minded, that's definitely an option. What's happened really, though, for what I've seen is a lot of our clients sold homes in the Bay Area, moved up here to retire, and left their support system. And so a lot of times that isn't an option up here. And so then they're away from their children that they raised in the Bay Area who chose to stay. That's been a big challenge for a lot of my clients. But I definitely do have a percentage that parents live with kids, and I definitely think there are some things to take into consideration that mom and dad, as we were talking at the break, Carl, like your mom had her own room, a bathroom that was designated for her that could be set up with the commode riser and the grab bars and things like that. Multi-level homes tend to be a challenge when our parents move in with us. So, you know, these are kinds of things to think about, you know, if this is an option for you, that you take in that into consideration to have those things looked at. I go out a lot of times and do assessments, and I'm happy to give my opinions on what I see that could be a fall risk and things like that. And then really, if you do have your parents move in with you, taking time out and having still your couple's time if you're married, getting out to dinner, taking some weekends away, those are things real important. And a lot of times, as Kim, our caller a little bit ago, you know, there's a lot of kids in the picture. Having one of those other siblings come stay at your house so you and your husband can get away, and having everybody kind of work together to help in that care so it really doesn't fall on one child. It's really important.
No, that can lead to a lot of resentment mm-hmm. and everything. And, I mean, when my mom moved in with my sister, I had the type of lifestyle then where I was working all over the world, and it was, you know, there'd been no way for her to do that. And mm-hmm. plus the fact my sister wanted that to happen. I would come in and visit and take my mom from trips and have mm-hmm. her come out and visit me, you know, for extended periods of time. Gosh, you know what? There's just so many things. But if you go to Enjoy Magazine, pages 14 and 15, and then go to your website.
Yes, ReadingHomeHelpers.com. You can look at all of these caregiving considerations that we've been talking about and assess your parents over the holidays, or just keep them in mind, especially if you're the daughter. A lot of times the daughter is one of the first family members to notice mom and dad having a decline. We're a bit more intuitive and you know, I always say men, they'll buy it, they'll fix it, they'll install it. But when it comes to really assessing hygiene issues and diet and medications, sometimes it is the daughter or daughter-in-law that kind of starts seeing that decline first. So just to be aware of what those things are, and maybe like Kim, our caller earlier, said, sit down with your family, see if anyone else has noticed it, and make a call. I'd be happy to come out and do an assessment or give you my advice over the phone.
Well, now, how do people get a hold of you? What's your phone number?
You can give us a call at the office. It's 226-8350.
And I can say is that I've known Sharon here now for years, as many years almost as I've been here in town. Mm-hmm. And I also know, as I've talked to different people and different organizations that have worked with you, and with, you know, and with the people that work for you, you go well beyond what is expected when you hire people to make sure that they can take care of your charges out there.
Absolutely.
And I can't tell you how much we admire you and what you do and the work you do and at the high standards and high levels that you hold.
Well, thank you. And that reputation is everything in this industry, so I take that very seriously.
Well, it absolutely is. Mm-hmm. Okay. One more time, the phone number and the website.
ReddingHomeHelpers.com, and the phone number is 226-8350.
Thank you so much
for
joining us today.
And you and Linda have a wonderful holiday.
Well, we plan on that. And if you get your man back up in the upright position.
We will too.
Did he have like his initials, you know, in there, you know, in the scar tissue and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, nothing exciting.
Okay, we come back. We're going to have Pam Giacomini, who's running for county supervisor, will be with us in this next hour. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He saw a child being raped. He's almost certain of it. The key witness in the Penn State scandal testifying at the hearing of two former school officials in Harrisburg, where Bob Hauer with Fox affiliate WHP is live.
Dave, an attorney for the defense, tried to draw a distinction between what the then-grad student saw in the shower and what he believed he saw. Earlier, Mike McQuarrie described he witnessed and heard those things in the Penn State shower room that night in March of 2002. He also was questioned about what specifically he said to Coach Joe Paterno and Tim Curley and Gary Schultz. When asked why he never called the police, McQuarrie told the attorney, since Schultz was the head of campus security at the time, he thought he was talking to the police. Dave?
Bob, Republicans and Democrats still have not worked out a payroll tax cut deal and may opt for just a two-month extension. But Congress appears ready to avert a government shutdown at midnight. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
The Senate and House are expected to vote by tomorrow on a compromise reached yesterday, a $1 trillion spending bill to keep the government operating. Tennessee Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn called the deal progress toward the goal, which is to
slow down the rate of growth in that spending and begin to turn this thing around.
There's a long list of details in the deal, not all about spending. One blocks an Obama administration rule on energy efficiency standards that critics said would make it hard for people to buy inexpensive incandescent light bulbs. Dave?
Steve, the government's suing six former top executives of housing agencies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the SEC accusing them of misrepresenting to investors their exposure to risky mortgages. This is the day after Michelle Bachmann attacked Newt Gingrich for taking money from Freddie Mac as a consultant.
The bidding was to keep this grandiose scam of Freddie Mac going.
Gingrich fired back in last night's Fox News debates.
What she just said is factually not true.
Most of the candidates are campaigning in Iowa again today. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 88. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
A Mississippi man has been sentenced to 10 months in prison. David Williams' crime? Threatening to kill President Obama and blow up a hospital that refused surgery for his wife? Will Barry Bonds go behind bars? Baseball's home run king will be sentenced over his steroid scandal this afternoon in San Francisco, where Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live.
Dave, Barry Bonds could get probation and possibly home confinement. Not a bad deal, since he lives in a pretty big house in Beverly Hills. Earlier this year, a jury convicted him on one count of obstruction of justice for a rambling answer he gave the grand jury in 2003 while it was investigating Balco and a steroids distribution ring. The same jury that convicted him of obstruction also deadlocked on counts that he lied to the grand jury about his own steroid use. But prosecutors are still asking that he do at least 15 months in prison, Dave.
Jessica, also in court today, the so-called barefoot bandit expected to plead guilty to more felonies in Washington State, about 30. Colton Harris Moore was caught in the Bahamas, sending a crime spree that also took him to several states, including with stolen cars and boats and planes. It isn't a nuclear weapons scare, but an airline passenger flying to Iran taken into custody in Russia with a radioactive isotope normally used for medical purposes.
Officials say they seized 18 metallic objects from a passenger headed from Moscow to Tehran after the radioactive isotope sodium-22 was found in his bag. Customs officials say they discovered the dangerous material because they were alerted by a warning system at Sheremetyevo Airport that showed radiation in the departure hall to be 20 times the norm. Moscow built Tehran's first nuclear power plant and has long maintained that Iran is using it for peaceful purposes only. The West says Iran plans to make nuclear weapons. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
Japan says the tsunami-damaged nuclear power plant is now stable, no longer leaking a lot of radiation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and here comes Carl Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:05 in the morning on it's Friday. Give me a break.
First time that's ever happened.
Well, you know what? I was standing there. Mike Quinn, my friend and heads up KIXU, also put KLXR. I was walking through there, and he has this look on his face. It's not a happy look. I'm like, hey, Mike, you okay? And I looked at the clock, and the clock was 1 second off. Good morning, and welcome back. It's Friday, December 16th. It's 51 degrees. What is the weather out there, Bad Bob?
We're looking for a high today around 63 under sunny skies, overnight lows in the upper 30s, currently positively warm compared to the last several days. We're looking at about, 51 degrees here at KCNR. And this weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, great place. I tell you what, lunches, dinners, you feel the ambiance out there, you feel wanted. Gosh, the wine, award-winning wines, the cuisine is just outstanding. Before we get to our guest today, we got a few things here. We're, of course, going to be talking with our Wells Fargo Minute. But that's, you know, it's Friday. It's time for some good news here. How about this? You know, remember Prime 11 Cinema Complex in Anderson that shut down? Well, they've just announced that it's going to reopen as Valley 11 Cinemas by Idaho Company that bought it. And they're going to open it up. They're actually going to have they're going to install 3D. Screens in there. They can't do that right away because they can't get it. They're not going to raise the prices. And they said the most important thing they heard was that keep the real butter on the popcorn, which is, yes, do that. And I hope that they consider keeping the special prices they had for veterans and for and veterans and their families, and which they did. And it was, you know what, it was very much appreciated by the veteran community. Okay, let's talk about some other good news. How about this? Unemployment rate drops to 8.6%. The number of people applying for benefits fell last week from 366,000, the fewest since May 2008. A lot of this, of course, is Christmas, which means there's not a lot of new hiring going on, but layoffs have stopped. Now, I don't know if they stopped because it's the Christmas holidays and employers said, I just can't lay off these guys because I have laid off so many people already. I can't lay off anybody else. It's Christmas. And then in January, you see it pop back up again. But we've had a steady 10-week decline from the unemployment benefits. Now, that means, again, is that, you know, good news, bad news? A lot of people are really underemployed, as we know. A lot of people have just stopped looking for work. A lot of people, you know, their unemployment benefits have, you know, have it's run out. You look at around, you look around Shasta County, and you know the unemployment's not 8.6. You know it's not even 15%, which is what they say. You know it's probably closer to 20%. But still, maybe there's a little glimmer of hope here when you see things like this. Okay, the other thing, too, is if you're going to mail your packages, if you are celebrating Christmas in such a way that you have to mail things to people that are far away, then your deadline for a guaranteed delivery is Thursday, which is the 22nd, if you use the guaranteed delivery, and UPS is Friday. But they both would require the most expensive and rapid options. The Postal Service can still deliver nationwide by Christmas if a package is shipped through express mail by Thursday. Okay? First-class packages sent on Tuesday, and priority mail sent Wednesday also will make it in time for Christmas. And, of course, then you've got, you know, FedEx and UPS and all that. Now, a couple of our comments here in the chat room have said, I use snail mail. I use U.S. Postal Service because, frankly, if the U.S. Postal Service goes out of business, then we're going to be relying on private concerns, which, as time goes by, those prices just might go up. Yeah, I can see that. U.S. Postal Service, though, does lose $5 billion a year. And anytime they want to make a change, like, you know, shut down this routing stations, and they're talking about, like, I think it was like 184 of them, one of which, of course, is in Reading. People just scream and roll around on the ground and all this, but you continue to lose $5 billion a year. At some point, the whole thing crashes. So what else do you do? How about getting rid of Saturday delivery? How many billions would that save? I don't need my mail on Saturday. Bad Bob doesn't need his mail on Saturday. Bad Bob's wife doesn't need delivery on Saturday. So I see that as a way of saving. Okay. Now, before we get to our guest who is standing here ready, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Investors are feeling positive about economic data and the European bailout this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69 points at 11,938. The S&P 500 is up 11 points at 1227. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 35 points at 2577. Three most active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange. Bank of America is up 9 cents at $5.35 per share. GE is positive 26 cents at $17.05. And Pfizer is up 17 cents at $21.31. Local stocks of interest, Target's up 39 cents at $52.46. Costco is positive 67 cents at 83.25. Walmart is up 50 cents, trading at $58.45. Over in the bond department, the 30-year bond is yielding 2.89%, while the 10-year is 1.88. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $15.80 at $15.93 per ounce. Silver's up 39 cents at $29.67. Crude oil is positive 6 cents, trading at $93.93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan, for that Wells Fargo advice from our Wells Fargo advisor. We have that every morning at 710, 810, 905 with the Market Minute. Wells Fargo advisors out there on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call. Okay, when we get back, our guest, Pam Giacomini. Giacomini, as we said, I keep saying it over again, will be our guest, and she's standing by here. We're going to talk about why somebody as looks as normal and with common sense and clear-eyed would want to get into politics. So we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You can plan on me.
Carpet One announces a sale so big it won't wait till next year. That's right, a major flooring distributor is liquidating their entire inventory of flooring products, including major brand names, Armstrong, Bruce, Quickstep, and more, with full manufacturer's warranty at well below wholesale pricing. Going on now at Carpet One's first ever tent sale.
Ceramic tile starts at 59 cents a square foot. Carpeting starts at 79 cents a square foot. Vinyl starts at 69 cents a square foot. Homeowners, contractors, and the general public, this is a once-in-a-generation sale happening right now with thousands of square feet of flooring products to choose from. Carpet One's tent sale runs through December 22nd. Come early for best selection. With below wholesale pricing, inventory won't last long. Put your flooring project on that holiday shopping list because these incredible prices won't wait until next year. Located in Reading, just south of the post office at 1615 Placer Street, Carpet One's first ever liquidation tent sale.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Great coffee at Espresso Joe's, great prices, you name it. They've got the coffee for this holiday season, plus great, great presents to pick up. You know, they're talking about like this cold toddy press. I mean, have you ever seen one of those? Well, not only can you find it and buy it, they will show you how to use it. They've got mugs. They've got everything you can possibly imagine for coffee down at Espresso Joe's. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have discounts for veterans. And the people there, the baristas, and everybody that works there cares about the customers and are just absolutely fabulous to work with. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, now... She's been standing here. She's ready. Pam Giacomini.
Giacomini.
And she is going to be running, running for county supervisor.
I am.
And which district are we talking about here?
We're talking District 3.
District 3.
A very large district that runs from eastern Shasta County all the way down in here into Reading.
Okay. We're going to kind of readjusting you and getting you closer here. Tell us about yourself, Pam.
Well, Carl, thanks so much for having me. This is a great opportunity for maybe some of your listeners that haven't heard about me to learn a little bit about me. I'm fourth-generation cattle rancher from Hat Creek. Was born in Reading. Grew up in Hat Creek, lived there most of my life. Even when I was working as a lobbyist in Sacramento, I still had my permanent residence in Hat Creek, and I would commute to Sacramento on Monday, do my lobbying, good advocacy for California Farm Bureau Federation, and then come home on Thursday evening and spend the weekend at home. So it was very fabulous. Married my husband in 1978, graduate of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. We have a cattle operation, as well as we started marketing our own natural beef in 2003 called Hat Creek Grown. So that's been a great business that has tripled in size since we began it, and shows that kind of entrepreneurial spirit for rural Hat Creek.
When we say natural beef, is that like organic, or is there because the term organic has so many, I think, things attached to it?
It is. There are a lot of nuances there, and actually, to be certified organic, there's a series of things that you have to do when you're certified. Mm-hmm. We are not. We are natural. So what we did with USDA when we got our label is we actually create an affidavit that makes a claim. So our cattle are born and raised in Hat Creek. They have no artificial hormones. They're not fed antibiotics. And we grass finish them completely. So there are those things that you make claims for, and then you have to back those claims up.
Okay, so when you say grass finish, you don't put them into feedlots and feed them up with all the corn and all that. A lot of them do.
Exactly. Our cattle eat grass their whole lives, and are those typical happy cows you think about out in the pasture, eating either, we have native range land down here in Oak Run. We run about 10,000 acres down there. Mm-hmm. And then we've got our permanent pasture, irrigated grounds up in Hat Creek, as well as we run on 40,000 acres of Forest Service grazing ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're always on grass. We call ourselves grass chasers.
Well, you know what? You know, it's funny how there's a lot of people like that up here in the North State on grass. Oh, wait a minute. Is that a different kind?
Oh, different kind of grass.
Oh.
Yep. Not that kind
okay.
of grass.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I was confused there because I have seen your cows, and they were out there kind of like, you know.
Happy.
Yeah, they were looking pretty
Absolutely.
Happy, looking snoozing out there like many others I've seen around here on grass.
That's right.
Okay.
That's perfect.
That's good to know. Okay, and so the people want more of this type of food, right, the natural beef, natural chicken. I know that Lazy 69 sells every egg they can possibly squeeze out of those chickens.
Yes, they do. And
of course, they would never
stuff.
Squeeze it out of the chickens.
No, they hug those chickens.
He does
chickens.
Talk sternly to a few of them that don't lay. He told me that one day.
Absolutely. And we actually partnered up with Lazy 69. They're in Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market,
right.
Several other markets. There's a Lazy 69 label on beef.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually our beef. We raise it for them.
Okay.
So we have a great partnership with them.
Super.
And,
okay.
And, you know, a lot of the natural type is also more local. People really want to know that they can look at Pam Giacomini and know that their beef was raised perfectly, and I'm accountable. So they have a great product, and they know that I raised their meat.
Well, good. So that means is that when you see it, that it's pure.
Absolutely.
Raised up here in happy times.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Now, why do you want to be the supervisor for the 3rd District? I mean, it is a large district.
It is a large district. And I believe that I can really represent the district well. And that's the main reason. I think a lot of folks on the eastern side kind of feel like maybe they haven't been well represented in a while. And I'm a perfect voice to do that for them. I'm honest. I'm hardworking. I listen well. I think about things in a long-term, solution-oriented manner. So even when I was lobbying, when I served on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I'm always solution-oriented. So how can we solve the problems? And, you know, really listen to people and try to represent them fairly.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk more specific questions about things that are going on here in Shasta County and see how you feel about that.
Okay.
Carl, Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today. She's being preparing the house because we've got a bunch of film crews coming in there. And so we try to put together this Christmas special for the North State. Trying to capture a little bit of for our veterans and for some of the good things that happen up here in the North State for our local PBS channel. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color. Elegance. Fields Jewelers. Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:23 in the morning. Carl Lindebot, December the 16th. Gosh, almost there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble, and that's why we're talking about it. Hey, you're looking for that, you know, that special, special gift. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. Estate Granite and Marble. They do outstanding work, and they do outstanding work within your budget. Don't think that you need $1 million to go in and put in a marble or granite bathroom or kitchen or fireplace or fire pit. Mike will work within your budget. And like I said, Linda and I have been out to where he cuts and polishes his stone. And I tell you what, it is absolutely a first-rate job. We have one of his fire pits, in fact, in our backyard, and we couldn't be more happy with that. So Mike Huber, give him a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE, or check out his website, estategranite.com. We'd like to also welcome here in our chat room country girl, Jihad Stomper. Jihad Stomper, I haven't seen that one before, but, you know, just that kind of attitude is okay here with us. Our guest, of course, Pam Giacomini.
Giacomini.
You know what?
It's okay.
I got most of it. Okay. Mini. All right. We've talked about your past, and we talked about what you do as, you know, a rancher and this, and you were a former lobbyist for the Farm Bureau.
Correct.
Now, you told us why you wanted to go represent. Yeah, down in Churn Creek, bottom, the board of supervisors voted 5-0 to put in a mall there. What do you think about that?
That is a really, really difficult situation. Very difficult situation. You know, you look at, boy, the county needs jobs. You know, we need some development. But we've also got prime soil there. And a lot of people would say, well, that's not agriculture. But when we look at limited resources within the county, one of those limited resources is prime agricultural soil, okay? Agriculture and forestry are number one industries in Shasta County. So while there's not a lot of active farms going on right there, that is prime soil, which is a limited resource. Okay, so we look at what do we need to do to get jobs. We do need to have some development, but we need to have maybe better paying jobs. You know, it's a real difficult situation where you've got somebody who owns a piece of property and you want them to be able to invest in that and to make a business have something that works positively. Then you also have those residents that live in that area that don't want this right there in their backyard, and maybe it's not appropriate development at that location. So how can we look at this solution, at this problem, and find a more creative solution? Can there be revenue sharing between the city and the county more on some of these developments and create really good shopping areas and create that revenue that we need?
So, I understand what you're saying here, but on this one right here, the Board of Supervisors, including the guy you want to replace, voted in favor of developing Churn Creek Bottom. And so it's going to, I mean, right now the people that live down there are fighting this tooth and nail, as they've fought other things for development down there. The county of Shasta needs jobs. There is no revenue sharing, or there's very little revenue sharing between the county and the city. And this is not going to go away. This is something that's going to stay. So are you saying that the homeowners, what they want, would override putting in the mall? In other words, you would not vote for the mall? Or what do you say? I'm not clear on what you're
okay.
I understand what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. Everything you said is right, but I'm not sure I picked up on, would you support having a mall there or not?
I would not support having a mall there.
Okay.
Clear? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And so let's look at how can we craft revenue sharing between the city and the county. How can we make this positive? How can we find solutions to make both healthy?
There you go. So, and now, of course, they're wanting to put something up in Knighton Road. I'm sorry, not Night and Roll, but Oasis, which is with the city. And they're building out there mm-hmm. and wanting to put Costco in out there. So a way then you're saying is being able to find a revenue sharing way with the city, which I think is a great idea too. Mm-hmm. We can pull everybody in the county on something like that.
Exactly.
The comment in here is that you really, you know, it's great to hear somebody that understands the importance of land here. Okay. All right. We talked about the, you know, and Churn Creek Bottom is a big thing. We've got a, Maurice Johannesson. We've got like 2 minutes left here. Maurice Johannesson has just bought land across from the new veterans home for the veterans clinic there. It's going to take a while, and it's going to take a lot of work by the city and the county to help this come through. What's your stance on this?
I think it's fantastic. I think we need to go forth and really support projects like this. It's going to be helpful for our veterans, which is so crucial. I really applaud the senator for moving in this direction.
Well, good. I mean, so do I. You know, here's a man that, you know, he said the other day is that he can see the end of the runway. And we're going to have Mojo on here hopefully next week. And wanting to build this clinic out because we have so many veterans here. So many veterans in Shasta County, well over 17,000 just in Shasta County. And so if you look at the North State, it's a tremendous amount. So having something like this is going to be great. We've got people on the line, but we've only got we got a minute left. So if y'all would just hang on to the other side of the news, we'll get right to you after that. Our guest is Pam Giacomini.
Very good.
Hey, how about that?
Hey, it took my mom a couple of years.
Yeah.
So.
She's running for District 3 supervisor against Glenn Hawes. And Patrick Jones, I think, has thrown his hat in the ring. I'm pretty sure he has, too. So when we come back, we want to talk to her about fees, regulations, and how the county can help as opposed to hinder business. Mm-hmm. And we still got 30 seconds, Bob. Tell us what the weather is.
Well, real quickly, Carl, 51 degrees outside right now. Look for a high today under sunny skies of 63. Overnight lows not quite as chilly as they have been, 39 estimated for downtown Reading. No chance of rain over the next 24 hours. A little bit windy, though. Winds at about 11 miles an hour. And, of course, as always, thanks to Anselmo Vineyards for that report.
All right. We'll be right back after the news. We'll be talking about how we can better for business here in Shasta County.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A Penn State University coach has finished testifying against his bosses in the case of alleged sexual abuse.
Mike McQuarrie repeated his claims that he witnessed a sex act between Jerry Sandusky and a young boy in the locker room at Penn State in the year 2002.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. McQuarrie could not confirm he witnessed intercourse. Two administrators claim McQuarrie had not previously accused Sandusky. It looks like Congress will beat tonight's deadline to avoid a government shutdown.
Both the House and Senate are moving forward on a nearly $1 trillion plan to fund the government through September.
We still have more work to do on the jobs bill if the Senate acts. And if there's a need to come back to finish our work, we will do so.
House Speaker John Boehner says there is still some bickering over the extension of the payroll tax holiday.
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington. That payroll tax break will run out in 15 days. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR 1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invite you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Hello. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
First this button, then that button.
Don't push F12 without permission. 8:35 in the morning on December the 16th, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is awaiting an onslaught of people at our house here in the next hour. We are streaming live on live stream. And how do you get the live stream there, Bad Bob?
I know it's very simple. livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, or you can just type the words Free Fire Radio into the search box, take you right to the channel. You'll be treated to a brief commercial, which is how it gets paid for, and then the stream will kick in. And you can actually see replays of the show at the bottom of the screen. You have the shows are stacked in reverse order, so you can actually go back through kind of an archive.
You know, I'm looking specifically spiffy today too in this in my shirt. Hey, let's click on over so we show our guest, Pam.
Giacomini.
I had it. You didn't give me a chance.
Okay, go for it.
Pam Giacomini. Okay, let's give a shot of her out there. Okay, you can wave to everybody, Pam.
Wave.
Up
Where's
here.
Where's the camera?
Right up there.
Oh, hi.
Wave up there. Okay. The county of Shasta has fees and permits and so many things that inhibit business. And I realize a lot of it's state, but also the county does. And it's almost fearful to hear when you talk to a supervisor, well, you know, there's these problems, and they have no idea. Which is, to me, is like, how could you not know? Because some of them actually run on changing this, and of course it never changes because the last caveat is we need a 3-2 vote to change things. Well, that tells me then we need to change some of the ones who vote there on the board. What is your opinion on the fees, restrictions, all these requirements for a business to actually get started in Shasta County?
I think we need to help people start businesses in Shasta County. I have a friend who tried to open a deli on Main Street in Burney. Vacant building. Needs to have business on Main Street in Burney,
yeah,
correct?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
He went to the county. What he found was nobody would help him understand what's the breadth of everything that needs to be done in order for you to be able to open this deli. He invested around $20,000 and ended up walking away because he didn't have that service-oriented help attitude from, here's everything we need to do. Let's not add another thing once you're all in through the project and costing you more money. Let's line it all out ahead of time, work with the person that wants to put business in place, and make sure they can get it accomplished. They've got to understand from the start what it's going to take completely. Don't keep changing and adding more things that he needs to do. Help him get his business started.
Is there a one-stop shop for anybody, like you just said, that wants to do a business that you, I mean, they can go and you know, like we're talking about here at the Shasta Family Justice Center. They put in all of these different groups of people that can help somebody that's having problems under one roof. So they can go in there and go from spot to spot to spot. Is there any place like that in the county?
No, there's not, and we need to create that. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Why? I mean, this is not...
I know, this is not rocket science.
This is not an original idea.
Exactly. This is that solution-oriented problem-solving. How do we help our citizens accomplish what they want to accomplish? That's what we need to do. We need to have that attitude and help our citizens.
What do you think, what would be some of the things you would do to bring in business up here, Shasta?
You know, I think we need to look at the fees, look at some of our land use decisions and policies, and try to allow for people to develop business. We just see, I think, a lot of maybe short-term decisions that are made that don't look at, okay, how can we encourage people to form businesses and to, you know, to create our economy. We have to strengthen our economy here locally.
We have to. Now, you know, but, you know, when we say that, one of the ways is, of course, encourage business. Now, one of the problems we have is we live in California.
Correct.
I mean, that's a huge problem.
It is.
Living in California, because California is stupid. And the people running California and the legislature and the assembly that are controlling it and the governor are stupid because they were losing businesses at one a day, and there's no changes here. Even though everybody knows they need to change. But so notwithstanding, we have to deal with California, which really isn't even part of the North State, in my opinion. Okay, so to start a business here, would you be willing to suspend building fees or requirements or cut them in half or do it, you know, give them a moratorium on it?
I think we need to look at that. Absolutely. We have developers that you know, just home builders that want to, you know, build a home, and when they look at the amount of fees that they have to pay, it's almost prohibitive. And they run against these brick walls all the time. It's just too cost prohibitive to be able to build homes, develop property, start a business. So, absolutely, we need to look creatively at what we can do to encourage business and allow people to have some economy.
What's your take on growing pot out here? The Shasta County just voted to eliminate growing marijuana in large areas here.
You know, this is another failed California issue, in my opinion. You know, we have law enforcement out there trying to handle the marijuana issue illegally, and then they have to look right at somebody who is growing it legally. That makes such a difficult situation for our law enforcement. So I don't think we ought to be growing pot. I mean, I don't. I think it because we create that difficult situation. It is too harmful. We spend millions of dollars trying to eradicate marijuana, and then we have legal growing.
I know. It's, you know what? It's stupid.
It is.
The whole thing is stupid.
Yeah.
And again, we go back, and the people voted on this, which, of course, are the same people that voted for this high-speed rail from nowhere to nowhere, and it's costing us $100 billion. We've got to take a break here. You know, people say, how can you talk, you know, how can you find things to talk about 2 hours every day? And I said, you know what? We could find things to talk about for 3 hours every day. It's, I mean, with no problem, because the only thing we have to do is open the paper or just have, you know, what's California doing now? Or what's the U.S. Congress doing now? And you just look at it, and people, you know, when you talk about it, they just shake their heads. You all see the things that are being written in here about, I don't believe this, that we need to do this. And it's just common sense of the people that if you just let the people, what they say, get into the right people's ears, our elected representatives, economic problems would go around, would go away because jobs would be produced. Got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Pam Giacomini, who's running for the 3rd District Supervisor position.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. It's Friday, December the 16th. It's 51 degrees out there. We're a happy group here. This portion of the show, the reason I'm happy is because I go down to Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Gosh, you know, take a step back in time, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and not only that, you just have a good time sitting around there waiting to get your haircut. Yeah, no, you can't, there's no sawdust on the deck, and you can't spit in there, though Bob's been known to. They have, you know, on the TV set that's on, you're never going to see Dr. Phil, you're not going to see reruns of Oprah. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. I go there, Bad Bob goes there, the chief of police goes there. Everybody that we know that has hair, that wants a great haircut, goes there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Pam Giacomini, who is running for the 3rd District Supervisor spot. We've asked her questions about, she said she would not vote for Turn Creek. She says she wouldn't vote for Pot. And that she believes in that we can bring business back in here if we get it together, and we give business a chance here.
Right.
Is that right?
Correct. Absolutely.
People are saying is that, you know, if they want to hear you speak, do you have any engagements out here, public engagements that you're going to be having here in the next, you know, few weeks?
You know, we actually had a committee meeting yesterday, and we're going to reconvene on the 30th to kind of develop that whole calendar. So probably not before January 1st. I don't have anything scheduled. But what I'd invite folks to do, they can get a hold of me at my email, which is pamgdistrict3@gmail.com, and just send me an email note and let me know if they've got a event they've got on the calendar, and hopefully I can get it worked in the schedule and come meet with them. I'd love to talk to people.
Have you heard any from your fellow ranchers or people up there living up in the northern part here on the people that do the enforcement, code enforcement for the county? Heard any complaints about that group, about how they work? Or when I say code enforcement, the ones come up and say, oh, you've got, okay, here's your ice maker, you need to put another hose on it, those kind of things.
I have not heard that.
Okay.
No.
Just wondering.
Maybe they don't make it over the hill.
Yeah, Russ Maul and that group there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that always comes up as a question when it comes to the county.
Okay, perfect. And so that's exactly the type of thing I need to hear from people. If they're, you know, getting problems and run into issues, I need to hear those. So then I know what I can help them solve.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you a registered Democrat or Republican?
I'm a registered Republican.
Okay. I always ask that because sometimes people like to know where, you know, maybe a political philosophy comes from. Siskiyou County is going through this huge water question right now. It appears the Fish and Game Department wants to have people sign away their water rights. Every elected official that has anything to do with this up in Siskiyou County, including like 10 sheriffs of the Northern California and Southern Oregon, Nielsen, LaMalfa, all are joining in on this thing to try and hold Fish and Game at bay. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think Fish and Game has run amok on this completely. You know, it's all based on the Coho listing, essentially. So it's all to protect Coho. That was actually one of the battles that I fought when I was a lobbyist for California Farm Bureau, was to not allow the Coho to be listed. They can't give real Coho run numbers. They can't say that it is the farmer's fault or people in forestry's fault that's causing a decline of Coho. A lot of people think it's more ocean conditions. You know, there's other things going on in a Coho's life than just, you know, water and streams up here in the North State. And so they're trying to tell these farmers that they cannot use their water. Well, they have done amazing things on screening and, you know, timing of irrigation and all these things to benefit Coho. And now they come in and say, well, sorry, you're not doing enough. We want to take away your water rights. That's not okay. That's absolutely not acceptable.
Good. I expect then for you to fight that.
Absolutely.
Because we will fight that too, because it's taken away our personal rights, our property rights on this, and on a species. And this is the way we feel here, is on our show. There's probably other shows that feel differently, but is that, you know, the Coho salmon, we're all for salmon, but they're not an indigenous species up there. You know, and the fact is they also want to remove those four dams. And, you know, you got to go back into that we're going to, you know, if you remove the four dams, what does that do except put 100 years of sediment down the river? And is that truly, truly what's right for the salmon and for our economy? Because they've already taken away logging. They've taken away gold dredging, mm-hmm. gold mining. Let's see, what's left up there?
Agriculture. If
agriculture, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And if they take that away, then they can make it into just one huge, huge wonderland up there.
Right. Right.
You know, we need to have people that are going to fight this. Because if it happens in Siskiyou County, it's going to happen in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you.
Right. And people say, well, no, we're behind the dam. You know, no big problem. I agree with you. We need to fight this vigilantly.
If we don't fight this, so what if the dam's there? It doesn't mean that they can't come down and start taking your property rights on these other things, too. And okay. It's not elected officials. It's a bureaucracy, which is even worse. Okay, got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Pam Giacomini, who is running for District 3 Supervisor for here Shasta County. When we come back, we'll give those boundaries again. People say, what are the boundaries of it? You're getting some good press here from people that are listening, like what you're saying there. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
Make Wind River Casino your Monday night football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the ultimate tailgate party. Plus, hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on 5 screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to windriver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Are you tired of the same headlines day after day? Stocks plunge on global jitters, economic collapse, no consumer confidence, recession, depression, breakdown. Rich Dad Education is coming at the Hilton Garden Inn in Reading, providing free financial workshops to help you succeed in this unpredictable economy. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, this free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training next Wednesday for one day only. Reserve your place now at richdadfreedom.com or call 800-264-0922. That's 800-264-0922. Register now and receive a gift just for attending. Call 800-264-0922 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, I won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning, Carl Lindebot. December the 16th, Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And they have Espresso Joe's with all the great coffee you can imagine. The barista's there. We'll show you how to fix coffee with all the different types of coffee making machines they have that they have for sale. Great people. Discounts for veterans. Joe and Shelley support our community of integrity and honesty. I can't say enough about them. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's just go to the phones real quick. Dick, do you have something for Salvation Army before this weekend?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody. Just wanted to announce that the Salvation Army cell ringing program is 20% ahead of where we were this time last year. This town is awesome. They just give so willingly, but we have a great need. We were 75-80 people a day over at the headquarters building, and so we need this money and we need more bell ringers. If we continue to ring the bell like we have and up until this time for the next 10 days, we'll meet our goal of $125,000 to support the program.
Linda and I are going to be ringing the bell next week, and we'll tell everybody where we're going to be at. And, of course, you know, I gave my class on ringing the bell and how I do it, it's annoying.
I know. You do a great job of it. I kind of like Linda's way she rings it.
Her way of ringing really is really kind of cool, and mine is really aggressive and nasty, and people just throw things at me as long as it's quarters.
Good morning.
Okay.
Well, I'm the Ducks Unlimited, Reading chapter of Ducks Unlimited is... I'm on the radio.
You're on the radio. I know. We got to get off the radio. We talked about it.
Well, we're not. The Ducks Unlimited Reading chapter is ringing the bell down here at the Safeway store. So
great.
Just to kind of get that into. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm out of town. So we'll see you next year.
Okay. Hey, Dick, thanks a lot. Safeway down there when you're ringing the bell. Bye. Okay. Our guest. Pam. Jack Amini here is running for the 3rd District open line. You know, this is a community radio. You know, everything we could do to help our community, including introducing the people that are running for office, and Pam Giacomini is doing that. She's running for the 3rd District. Okay, we just got a couple minutes left, Pam. You know, we've talked about a whole lot of things. And what do you want people to be remembering here?
You know, I think that they really need to remember that I can really serve them and represent them well. you know, I know this district. I love this district. I love Shasta County. Honest, hardworking. I'm going to listen to people. I want to hear their input. It's very, very important that people let me know what is important to them and the issues that they're facing out there in the county that I can help solve. And that's what I can do for them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It was really nice getting to know you.
Oh, Carl, thanks
like
for having
this.
Me.
And it won't be the last time because we want to make sure is that when people vote in the primaries here, that they vote for, you know, with the most knowledge that they can possibly have and not just kind of a knee-jerk reaction to something.
Right.
And who is going to be the one that helps us the most? I mean, when it really gets right down to it, that's what we're looking for. Okay, we've gotten questions coming in here, too. Are you looking for volunteers?
I'm absolutely looking for volunteers. Again, pamgdistrict3@gmail.com.
Okay, tell us one more time where the district is, too. Somebody had that question there.
Okay, all the way from, you know, the eastern border of the county, all the way down through Bella Vista. There's some Palisadro, Oak Run, all that area, and then a finger that comes down into the Enterprise area in Redding.
That's right. You know, it's funny how this goes all the way into Redding. All the districts touch in here.
They do, yes.
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I guess it should be that way, though, so that
it's balanced.
That balances out like that. Okay. Hey, our guest on Monday, we're going to have the Cancer Awareness Group in here again and our regular monthly update on that. But also, Reverge Anselmo, R.C. Anselmo is coming in with one of his people. We're going to be talking about things up there at, you know, at Seven Hills, but also we're going to be talking politics. We're going to be talking about Shasta County and what things that affect people here in Shasta County and what you can do. Like, you know, like Pam's talking about, like everybody talks about, is what can we do to make Shasta County better?
Exactly.
And we are at, I believe my friends, we're on the cusp right now of taking some huge steps forward this year, both in our county, our city, and our country. I'm not too sure about California. But I do think there's going to be some big changes here. So everybody have a great weekend. We're going to see you Monday. Don't forget about the Veterans Dinner out there from 3 to 8 on Sunday at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Carl and the Bot. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand.